The Damon G Show, brought to you by Anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. And since this is the Day of Thanks here in America, Thanksgiving, I wanted to do a quick little thing to let people know what it is, even though 2020 has been a hell of a mixed bag, what I'm thankful for. And I'm going to start with saying, hey, I have my health. Because let's face it, the number one deterrent of a lot of people's goals and dreams in 2020 has been health. There have been people in my life that I have lost due to complications of COVID-19. There are people I've lost in my life due to random health ailments, cancer, and the like. And I am grateful that I, myself, in this moment, as I record this for you all, have my health. I am eternally also grateful for the bonds I have made over the past 10 months. For those that don't know, I was in a lot of limbo back in February of this year, even before COVID happened, stretching back to even November of 2019. I went through a hell of a lot that I may or may not tell you all another day. But I have made so many wonderful connections and meaningful connections since about February, March of 2020, that has parlayed till now. People I call friends, people I have called family or community. Even in 2020, as crazy as it is, I have been able to form and build upon those bonds. And for that, I am grateful. Another thing that I can attribute to my parents is I'm grateful to get back to basics. Because getting back to basics sometimes requires you to put your ego to the side and then really think about where you are, what you've accomplished, and where you're going, because you have to go all the way to the beginning. So I thought about the times, especially today. Today, of all days, for some odd reason, popped in my head about when I was homeless, when my family and I were living in homeless shelters, when we were living on people's floors, in people's secret illegal basements, even on that proverbial and literal park bench and cardboard box. You know, there's a phrase that I've realized a few people use about, I'm not going back to that. And I'm grateful to have experienced that because I am never going back to that. But sometimes you get back in that mindset of, that is the potential worst that can happen to me. And yet I still would be okay if that happened. So if your boy went back to living in the homeless shelter, if your boy had no money to his name, I would still be okay as long as I had my health and I still had the positivity that I have in my heart. So it was great to go back to basics for me. Personally, another thing I'm grateful for is just the simplicity of life. So ever since we all went into lockdown and ever since we decided to distance ourselves from strangers and people, I have gained and garnered an appreciation for just living a simplistic, minimalistic lifestyle where I don't have to worry about, oh, I need to buy the latest this, that, and a third, PS5s notwithstanding, new Xbox notwithstanding. I don't have to worry about buying these exorbitant things when it's just for me and I'm not here to impress anybody else. And that is so freeing. That is so motivating to me that I don't have to worry about those kinds of things, because a lot of people had to do a reality check and a gut check for themselves to say what really matters to them. When we take into account what really matters in the grand scheme, sure, there are people still out there making millions and trillions of dollars, the Amazons of the world, the Teslas of the world. And you may be mad about that, you may not be mad about that, and you may not give two craps like I tend to do. Do I think the system is rigged? No. Do I think people can be exploited? Sure. But I, myself, am grateful to be basic sometimes, to understand that there is great potential out there for all of us. It's just a matter of seeing it. And I have seen it. I have seen people at their worst. I have seen people at their best. I have seen selfishness. I have seen selflessness. And I am grateful to be able to see and experience that rain of emotion, or that range of emotions, I should say. And it's a freeing experience. Another thing I'm grateful for is the fact that I have forgiven myself for past mistakes, or not hustling as hard as some people have. I was hard on myself so much the first half of 2020. And then when we started initially, turning the corner mentally, I was so hard on myself for not hitting my goals that I set earlier this year. Man, I'll share this one with you. I shared back in January, if you go back and check out Big Old Belt Media, where we were at a Battle Club Pro show and we were interviewing random talent, I said on air, Damien G's goal was to get signed by someone somewhere to make this a full-time gig. And here we are in November of 2020. I'm not there yet. I hadn't reached it yet at that point. And I was hard on myself saying, damn, I didn't go hard. I didn't hustle hard. A lot of us are unemployed. Shit, I had to make ends meet by just doing a coaching business on the side, a counseling business on the side, which I had no wanting to do at first, but it necessitated it. The current situation necessitated it. And thusly, I had to also expand the Damien G show, not just on Anchor.fm. I had to go elsewhere. I had to go out to YouTube. I had to go out to Twitch. I had to go out to Facebook Live, start a new show, which I'm grateful for the Damien's Advocate show. I had to go elsewhere and do other things to contribute to Free Play Arcade, where I do play-by-play for some of their events. I'm grateful for that community. I'm grateful for the ability to actually have a conversation with people through this microphone, even if I can't see you. I'm grateful for food because, damn, food tastes good. I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful for my determination. I'm grateful for my ability to feel what I'm feeling and still overcome and keep moving forward. Because when I tell people I'm the coach that's been there, that is what that means. I've been to the lowest of lows, and yet I'm still here. I have lost people due to suicide. I have lost people due to reckless behavior. I've lost people just to distance. And yet, I'm still thankful. Thankful that they were in my life. Thankful that I was able to be a part of theirs. And thankful that I'm able to learn lessons from these opportunities and these life situations. I'm thankful for reading more books, for meditation, for audiobooks, for learning investing. Your boy didn't know a damn thing about investing 2 years ago, and now I am throwing myself into all these investment YouTube channels, investment books, changing of the mindset, the psychology of changing of the mindset to abundance rather than lack. Damn, I love it. And I'm grateful that even though it may not seem like a lot, there has been progress. And I implore people, I implore you all, any progress is better than no progress. And it will always be progress over perfection. And those are some of the things I'm thankful for here. I appreciate everyone who's listened to Damien G, who's listened to the Damien's Advocate, who's joined me on Nerd Side of the Ring, on Big Gold Belt Podcast, and the like. You can find me on all your social medias at Damien G Show. And I love you all. In my own way, without you, there is no us. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe, mask up, distance as much as possible. I know it's hard, but you got to do it. You have to flatten the curve somehow, some way. Please do your part. That's all I ask. Have a good one, folks.